Wake up! Welcome to an episode of No Script News. Original Seed coming at you from my bedroom. Ryan Garcia is a professional boxer, a good one too. But lately, he seems to be going a little crazy on Twitter. But before we begin, again, do not like this video. I am still wanted for stealing my neighbor's cats. They keep on knocking, and I won't let them in. Now, recently, Ryan Garcia released a space. He was on Twitter, and he had a space where he confesses of being tied up in the woods by the elites, where he was forced to watch them spread little kids' behinds and drinking blood from their bodies.
Dude, they're in the woods spreading little kids' buttholes and drinking blood out of them, bro. I'm not even joking. I know that's vulgar, but it's the truth. And I came on this space to show everybody that my voice is clear, it's direct. I can answer any question. My mind is there. There's nothing wrong with me. I am tweeting all these things. I'm just letting everybody hear that this is my real voice, and I'm saying these things with confidence. Dude, they're in the woods spreading little kids' buttholes and drinking blood out of them, bro. I'm not even joking. I know that's vulgar, but it's the truth. And I came on this space to show everybody that my voice is clear, it's direct. I can answer any question. My mind is there. There's nothing wrong with me.
Pretty much Ryan Garcia is confirming what Alex Jones said about the Bohemian Grove, where these elites go and do rituals on babies and little kids and blood and other weird shit.
Not with me, Wayne, which hither ye have brought from regions where I reign, ye fools and priests. I spit upon your fire.
Wow. Prince of all mortal wisdom, power of Bohemia, we beseech thee, grant us thy counsel.
That's all you have to do.
Today, for he has anointed me to preach. He has anointed me to heal. He has anointed me. Today?
And he swears up and down that he's sober and clear-minded when he's saying this stuff. But if you look at his tweets, they're all kind of erratic, talking about Jesus this, Jesus that, talking about little kids being fondled by priests, talking about if they take away all his money, his fame, he's like rich and he's still a rich man. Just a lot of stuff that seems a little off. But then he also says that he's clear-minded and sober, and there's nothing wrong with them. So the situation is kind of odd, because he sounds like there's nothing wrong with them. But we all know that boxing is a dangerous profession. It can really mess with your brain, especially getting hit all those times. It can cause CTS or whatever it is, with the same thing that happens to football players. So, I mean, he could have brain damage. But then again, it's convenient to use that as an excuse, especially when they're talking about the elites and the stuff that they do. Now, Alex Jones has footage out there, or that he released footage out there from back in the day, where it shows this kind of ritual going on in the woods. And it's hard to say who it is that's doing it, obviously. They're in robes, they're dressed up. Could be elites, could be just a cult, you know? It could be anybody. but Ryan Garcia coming out and saying that he has evidence, but he can't put out the evidence because they'll go after his family. I mean, it's like a whole 25-minute space on Twitter where you can listen to. It's just very bizarre. It just started a few days ago, so I see this blowing up a little bit more. You know, more people are going to be talking about it. He could just be, I don't know, I mean, it just seems odd. Like, if you look at his Twitter and all the stuff that he's saying, and now he's saying this, either he's out here just bawling out, telling his truth, or there might be something wrong with him. And like I said, it's convenient to say that something's wrong with them, because this stuff is crazy, you know, to think that it would be true. Not saying that it's not, because I mean, who knows, you know, there's a lot of crazy shit that goes out in this world. And knowing the stuff that's already happened in Hollywood with Harvey Weinstein, with Epstein, and people in those circles, how they keep all these secrets close and don't let it out because it affects everybody. It might be true. But then again, why would he come out and say this? Like, why would he expose them and put himself in danger? But then again, why would he just say it to begin with? So I don't know if it's true. He says it's true. He believes it. He's coming out and just talking about it. He's saying he's clear and sober-minded. If anything happens to him, this story is going to get even crazier. I don't know. I really don't know what to think about this one. I'm going to leave it up to you guys. That's going to do it for this episode of No Script News. Remember, stay vigilant. Stay informed. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.